afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. Tomorrow there will be a lunar eclipse visible from Cape Town with a maximum at 2:43 a.m, so set your alarms. Or maybe not. You have to be really keen to want to enjoy this, as it's a penumbral eclipse, which means the Earth's main shadow does not cover the Moon as in a full lunar eclipse. This is a technical point, but in case you are curious, here's an attempt at an explanation of the difference between a full and partial lunar eclipse. What happens in a partial or penumbral eclipse is that the three celestial bodies, the Earth, Sun and Moon, don't form a perfect line in space. Two different types of shadow are caused by the Sun's rays passing around the Earth on the way to the Moon. In a partial lunar eclipse, the inner, more intense part of the Earth's shadow doesn't cover the Moon. However, the outer part of the Earth's shadow does cover the Moon, and this is because the Sun's light passes around both edges of the Earth on its way to the Moon, and acts like two sources of light, one each side. And these create two types of shadow, one where the two shadows intersect, and the less intense shadows either side, which is a bit hard to describe on the radio. Anyhow, this one probably won't look spectacular, but if you are keen, it starts at 12:30 with a peak at 2:43, and the Moon will have passed the shadows at 4:53 on Saturday morning. A really good lunar eclipse is a sight to behold, as the Moon turns a blood-red colour and looks extremely spooky, and this is caused by the light passing through the Earth's atmosphere, which acts like a filtering lens, scattering out blue light, which is the same reason sunrises and sunsets appear reddish. For your further information, the Moon will be hanging out somewhere between the constellations of Cancer and Leo, and later on in February, March, will move further into Cancer. So that's tomorrow's penumbral lunar eclipse. Hold your horses! On the 26th of February there will be a solar eclipse visible from Cape Town. But I give and take away in the same breath. Like the penumbral lunar eclipse tomorrow, this will not be a full solar eclipse, but nevertheless fun to see, as the Sun will only be partially covered by the Moon, and so even with a tiny bit of Sun, you don't get that sepia, weird, dark, spooky effect and the big black disc in the sky, but it will be spectacular. The birds and animals will probably register it more acutely than as gross human beings, so the birds may well fall silent, believing it's sleepy time. There are in fact four eclipses this year, a total solar eclipse on August the 21st, not visible from these shores, and another partial lunar eclipse also in August on the 7th. The partial solar eclipse on the 26th of February will start at 4:58 and the Moon will have cleared the Sun by 6:45. It will be quite a good one, as a large percentage of the Sun's disk will be covered, but to enjoy it most you will need your eclipse glasses, so trot along to places like the planetarium or the observatory for a pair. And this is what's called an annular solar eclipse, from the Latin word for ring, as a ring of the Sun's light will remain around the Moon's occluding disk. So that's on the 26th of February, starting at 5 p.m. It's not uncommon for a lunar eclipse, which is at full moon, to be followed 2 weeks later by a solar eclipse at new moon, or vice versa. And this is simply due to the geometry of the three celestial bodies, which are passing more or less in a straight line and therefore able to occlude each other. The Moon is usually tipped at around 5 degrees from the orbital plane of the Earth, and if the Moon were orbiting the Earth at the orbital plane, then we would have eclipses each month at full and new moon. So we have a penumbral lunar eclipse in the wee small hours of Saturday morning, a guaranteed spectacular annular solar eclipse on the 26th of February in the afternoon, a full solar eclipse in August, not visible from here, but if you're travelling to the US at that time you could get lucky, and there's a partial lunar eclipse on the 7th of August. What you can expect on Saturday morning at 2:43 is that the Moon will look a little dusky, but on the 26th of February you will really see the Sun perform some amazing tricks from 5 p.m. onwards. This is of course assuming we are not blessed with rain at those times. So, there's your eclipses for the year. Tomorrow night at the observatory there's an open night starting at 8 p.m. when Dr. Moses Mogotsi will give a talk entitled Clouds in Space, the New Frontier. So that's a free open night at the observatory in Observatory tomorrow night at 8 p.m. For now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies, especially for those eclipses.